it's nice to get those competitive juices going in front of these fans, and obviously 2 points makes it a lot better.
It's got to be terrible sitting out and watching, particularly when the team's not playing well.
Yeah, you know, it's tough, but at the same time, you got a job to do, try to get better and back as fast as you can. So kind of focus on that, and then obviously tonight, just, you know, kind of focus on playing hockey again.
Mitch, when that first one went in, did you have to shrug your shoulders a little bit and be like, all right, this is not the start I imagined?
Yeah, it had been nice to start with a little easier one, but, you know, not much to do. The guy made a pretty good shot. It was kind of a fluky play. It bounced a couple times, and, you know, I wasn't too worried about it. You know, it was nice to get a couple saves after that, but, yeah, it would have been nice to start with maybe, like, a long one to start.
When they tied it up shortly after, that let you kind of exhale a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't worried. Not the first time I've been scored on first this year, so really no reason to sweat. It's big. You know, we needed 2 points. We need to get points tomorrow, and then obviously we have a tough road trip. So take care of this home ice before we go on the road is big. And, you know, a team that was right on our heels, and, you know, we're chasing teams too. So any way you can get points right now, it's important. And tonight was, you know, a pretty good game, I thought, by everybody, and we didn't give them too much. And, you know, we scored when we had chances, so we'll take it.
Did you feel any rest at all?
Just the first shot.
Are you ready to go if your ball's on for tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what you know, the coaches and the training staff have to say, but I felt pretty good tonight.
Mitch, pretty emotional day tomorrow, hanging St. Louis 26 in the Raptors. Do you have any memories of him that stand out at this time?
Lots. You know, just seeing him before the game, he's still acting like a little kid. You know, I miss him so much in the locker room. He's such a good guy. He's such a good, you know, warrior on the ice. In practice, competing with him, and then hanging out with him off the ice. So, I mean, he was the full package, and, you know, I feel really honored to be able to play with him. And then obviously tomorrow's going to be a special night because he's a special guy.
It's like to watch Hedy's fight there in a second.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, we don't really want him fighting, but, you know, it's fun to see. He did well, and, you know, I think there's a lot of motion in the game tonight. I think it almost had a little playoff atmosphere or feel with the way, you know, guys were going at it, the crowd was into it, and it's good. It's good to see guys, you know, step up, and, you know, he's a big leader of this team, and to see him do that, it makes everybody else step up their game. You know, the first one I accidentally got the guy in the face, and that's, you know, my fault. The second one, I don't know. I don't think I knocked the net off, but we'll just have to look at the replay. I haven't seen it yet, but, you know, the guys did a good job of killing those off, and, you know, we need.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Just gonna switch out Hedy here.
Welcome back.